This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome to another edition of Sahaba Profiles. My name is Sulaiman Ravid. Today we take a look at the story of Zainab bint Jahash radiyallahu anha. She was the daughter of Umayma bint Abdul Muttalib bin Hashim. In other words, her mother was the paternal aunt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Her mother was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father's sister. And she was the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Her brother was the distinguished general Abdullah bin Jahash radiyallahu anhu. From a very young age, she was known for her generosity, for her sympathy for the needy, for her devotion to prayer. Initially, she was first married to Zayd bin Haritha, the adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And later on, after her divorce, Zayd bin Haritha divorced her. Then she married the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Initially, when she was married to Zayd bin Haritha radiyallahu anhu, what had happened was that, like many other Muslims, they were forced to make hijrah to Abyssinia and then to Madinatul Munawwara because of the marginalization, the suppression, the oppression, the persecution of the Quraysh. And they were undergoing much difficulty and hardship. Anyway, when they had reached Madinatul Munawwara, what had transpired was that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had returned on the occasion of the conquest of Makkah with the whole family. All his cousins, Zainab bint Jahash and her brother Abdullah bin Jahash, and their home in Makkah, they left it empty when they made hijrah first to Abyssinia and then to Medina. And Abu Sufyan, taking advantage of the situation, he occupied the house. And her brother Abdullah bin Jahash, on the occasion of the conquest of Makkah, he complained to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, "Would you rather prefer that Allah grant you a house in Jannah?" He said, "Of course, Ya Rasulullah, I prefer that Allah grant me a house in Jannah." And that's when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, "Then let it go, let this matter slide." And from here we learn sometimes, even if you have a rightful claim, but if in the broader interests of the society or the family you let it slide with the hope that Allah will grant you reward in Jannah, that is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. Now, coming to how she got married to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Initially, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent his adopted son, Zayd bin Haritha. Zayd bin Haritha, we mentioned previously, he was forcefully snatched from his father and sold as a slave, and he ended up in Makkah, and he belonged to Khadija radiallahu anha, and then he came into the possession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who freed him. And at a later stage, his uncle managed to find him in Makkah and wanted to take him back to his father, but he refused to leave the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had so much of love and respect for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to treat him like his own son. He was considered to be an adopted son. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to look for him to a spouse, a wife. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Zainab radiallahu anha, his cousin, that marry Zayd bin Haritha. She was a bit reluctant because she came from a very noble, a very, you know, upper class family. And here he was a boy who was sold as a slave. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged her and she married him. However, as time went on, and it was on this occasion, because when she showed reluctance, Allah revealed the verse, وَمَا كَانَ Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the verse that it is not befitting for a believer, male or female, that when the messenger of Allah tells you to do something, you don't do it. So when this verse was revealed, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنِ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَدَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَن يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. Thereafter, Zainab bint Jahash, in total compliance, she married Zayd bin Haritha. But later on, what happened? That initial, reluctance, what had happened was that she was not very comfortable in the marriage, and it created a lot of tension in the marriage because the lifestyle was very different and the background was very different. Zayd bin Haritha came to complain to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged him that make sabr and try and keep the marriage intact. But ultimately, the marriage didn't last, and he issued a divorce, and she was divorced from Zayd bin Haritha. Now, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had decreed that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to marry Zainab bint Jahash. Although the Arab society of that day frowned upon such a marriage, they would look upon the marriage to your adopted son's wife as a marriage to your own son's wife. They elevated the adopted son to the same position as a son. Normally, a man will never marry his son's wife, even if his son has to pass away or his son has to divorce her, because his son has been intimate with her, and it affects the entire ancestry. And even in Islam, that's the ruling. That's why the father-in-law becomes a mahram, and that's why the son-in-law is a mahram unto his mother-in-law. However, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted to abolish this custom, because as close as Zayd bin Haritha was to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was not his son. When people used to call him Zayd bin Muhammad, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala denounced that in the Quran Kareem, saying that call him by his father's name. He's Zayd bin Haritha. He's not Zayd bin Muhammad, even though he grew up in the house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam informed Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu anha, or rather Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he was to marry Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu anha. And he informed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in secret beforehand. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very worried, because he knew already he had so many accusations being leveled against him by the Quraysh. He knew that if he were to take into marriage Zainab bint Jahash, the wife of his adopted son, or the former wife of his adopted son, the mushrikeen of Makkah would have a field day. But Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam consoled him, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam sent his proposal. How did he send his proposal? Well, we will discuss that in our next discussion, inshallah. It is Sahaba Profiles from myself, Sulaiman Ravid. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.